KXRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Stocks took a beating on Wall Street today. They tumbled after President Trump said he was considering a massive increase of import taxes on Chinese products. And then later in the day, he announced a 100% tariff on Chinese goods would take effect in the coming weeks. At least 19 people are missing and feared dead this evening after an explosion earlier today. It happened at a Tennessee military munitions plant. The huge blast was felt miles away. Mass firings of federal workers have now begun. President Trump and his top officials have warned that they would use the government shutdown to make more job cuts. The Senate's top Republican, John Thune, holds Democrats responsible for the 10-day shutdown.
Families around the country are already seeing the impacts, and it's about to get a whole lot worse. Because we just needed five more Democrat votes that the Democrats wouldn't give us yesterday, the American people are going to miss a lot more and feel a lot more pain and miss a lot more paychecks.
But House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries argues that Republicans are the ones responsible.
The American people are sick and tired of the chaos, crisis, and confusion that has been visited upon the country by Donald Trump and Republican complete control of Congress.
At the closing bell on Wall Street, here are the numbers. The S&P 500 sank more than 2.5%, and it was also its worst day since April. The NASDAQ was down more than 800 points. That turned into a 3.5% loss, and for the Dow Industrials, they lost 879 in trading, and that's a value of nearly 2%. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington tells us that young men are going to church.
A new study released by the Barna Group indicates that amongst millennials and Generation X, males are attending church in numbers exceeding those of females, a reversal of a historical trend. Barna finds that 43% of men in those generations are going to worship services versus 36% of women. In fact, Barna says this is the first time in all the decades that they have measured church attendance that men have outpaced women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New York County's law banning males from playing on female sports teams at county-run parks and recreational facilities has been halted for now, just days after a judge upheld it. A state appeals court has barred Nassau County from enforcing the ban while a legal challenge plays out. The decision comes after a lower court judge upheld the local law Monday, saying the ban does not categorically exclude transgenders. This is SRN News. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado is the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize.
Maria Corina Machado is described by the Nobel Committee as a woman who keeps the flame of democracy burning in Venezuela amid a growing darkness.
This is a movement. This is an achievement of a whole society. I am just, one person. I certainly do not deserve this.
President Trump had been jockeying to win the Peace Prize.
Perhaps they'll find a reason not to give it to me. Perhaps they will.
The White House says the Nobel Committee proved they place politics over peace. I'm Ed Donahue.
Tens of thousands of Palestinians headed back to the heavily destroyed northern Gaza Strip as a U.S.-brokered ceasefire went into effect today. The deal has raised hopes for ending the Israel-Hamas war, with all the remaining hostages taken 2 years ago set to be released within the coming days. More details at srnnews.com.